Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, what's the situation over at Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge? Scuttled trip, wait and see, or are we going?
Well, it's a wait and see at the moment. We just had a strong band of showers come through, really came down hard for probably, 30, 35 minutes, and it seems to be tapering off. But the radar, as you can see, is pretty crowded with thunderstorms. So we're going to be in a holding pattern, might slip off and grab some breakfast before we make a final decision.
And what would the plan be? Would you try to cross Lake Bourne or kind of stay close in some of the canals and maybe even fish the mouth of the Pearl or the Wrigley's?
We would stay in the local area and fish some of the deeper channels, Wrigley's Pass, Chef Pass, Unknown Pass. All those have had a mix of white trout and speckled trout. It's been the normal pattern that we've seen develop over the last month, more white trout than speckled trout. But each day we do seem to catch some fairly nice speckled trout. You'll have the occasional redfish, drum, sheephead. Of course, there's the undesirable catfish and stingrays that come along and try to eat up your bait. Sometimes you have to move to get away from them. Other times they sort of pass through and white trout come back through. So it's been productive. It's just been very hit and miss with the weather we've had most of this week.
You know, Mike, there's several of those places you mentioned, Unknown Pass, Chef Pass, Miller's Ditch, those little bayous that kind of wind through connecting the lakes. They can be deep, and with a tide movement, we got like 1.3. It should be some water rolling through there. How do you fish those? How do you rig up, and what are you looking to catch?
Well, 1.3 with this type of water temperature, those fish will sometimes be right in the middle, right where the most amount of water is going to be pulling bait to them. So you'll fish them with a drop shot. If you have to add extra weight to get down to the bottom, that's not a big deal. But a one-ounce sinker should get you to the bottom, and you shouldn't have an issue. Catching fish, you just may have to move a little bit till you find them.
Yeah. Any other options you could think of? You know, a lot of people like to fish the bridge on a day like today because you can get underneath it if it comes down a deluge on you.
Right. We had a boat go to the bridge last week that caught some redfish and some black drum and some sheephead. He did not catch any trout, but he did catch some fish hanging out by the bridge, staying in the shade, trying to avoid the heat.
And if someone could get into the Biloxi Marsh, if the weather allows them to do that, what would be the technique there?
I'd do the same thing, Don. I'd fish some of those deeper channels where there's good moving water and there's holes. Biloxi Bayou itself, the Southwest Branch, several areas where there's some deep holes that'll have some trout in there as well. Starting to see more shrimp in the local area. And I think that's bringing some of those trout in with them. The shrimp are too small for, you know, we like them bigger when we want to eat them. But as far as fish goes, they eat them at all sizes.
Yeah, they do. Well, Mike, you know, I've got you designated as one of our bird watchers for the ducks and the teal. What have you been seeing? Can you report anything to us?
I haven't seen any teal as of yet. I heard Robbie Campo talking about seeing quite a few of them, so I must not be looking in the right places or I'm leaving too late.
Well, I know you got whistlers around your place. We've seen enough
of
those
lately.
Yeah,
we have seen those. Yeah, they seem to like it.
Well, Mike, I hope you get your trips in this whole weekend. I know this is a big weekend for people, Labor Day. A lot of people have extra time, and they really look forward to catching some fish and then coming back and watching some football. So I hope you get them in. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and schedule something on down the road as we get those transitional fish starting to move in, what's the calendar look like ahead, and how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, we got quite a few captains to take care of you. Calendar does have quite a few open spots on it. Things look like it's shaping up to be a very good fall. So kind of excited about that. Easy. You can reach me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can find me at AAofLA.com Or you could call. The phone number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope you got a good fishing report and a better weather report for us next week, Mike. Thank you for the report you gave us. We appreciate it.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.